Let's go to Victoria now. And as you've been hearing, the state is rejoicing this morning, their first taste of freedom in 76 days, with 70% of the state's eligible population now vaccinated. Lockdowns in Melbourne and Mildura lifted at midnight. Bars, restaurants, cafes and hairdressers have all reopened.
The salon's pretty much nearly fully booked out for the next month. It's going to be Christmas till Christmas. We just don't want to be planning for this again because our businesses suffer from these lockdowns. And, you know, you can only take so many hits until one day it's just like, geez, I just can't do this anymore. But look, Melbourne wants to look beautiful again, so we're doing our best to help out.
That's Melbourne hairdresser Joey Scandizzo on Breakfast earlier. The remainder of restrictions, including quarantine requirements for international travellers, are set to lift when the state reaches an 80% vaccination rate. James Molino is Victoria's Deputy Premier and Education Minister. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. Good morning.
Can you guarantee there will be no more COVID lockdowns in Victoria?
That's the national plan, and we're committed to it. You know, there's no more statewide, broad-based lockdowns. The virus isn't gone, but the promise to the community, Sally, was if people got vaccinated to the extent that we get to 70% double dose, then 80% double dose, well, the promise is the lockdown ends. And it is a beautiful sunny day here in Melbourne, and there are millions of emotional people just delighted that it is over.
The numbers, it's interesting to go back and remember the numbers. So when this lockdown began, there were 6 cases in Victoria. Now there are more than 2,000. Has the lockdown been a success or a failure?
Oh, no, it's been a success without a doubt. And, you know, if we didn't put these measures in place, Sally, our hospital system would be completely overrun. Thousands more in our hospital systems, and the corresponding increase in people who would have been seriously ill or in fact died from the virus. So if we had not put these mitigations in place, put the lockdown in place, it would have been so much worse.
The AMA in Victoria, its chief has said that anti-vaxxers should opt out of the public health system and let nature take its course. What do you think?
Oh, look, I can understand the sentiment, but that's not the way we operate. We need to care for every single Victorian and try to convince those that are holding out on getting the vaccine that it is not only in their best interest, but in the best interest of their family, their friends, their community. You know, it is incredibly frustrating, but the overwhelming majority of Victorians, Sally, and Australians are getting vaccinated. You know, not only did we hit the 70% double dose figure yesterday, we hit the 90% single dose. We are on track to becoming one of the highest vaccinated jurisdictions in the world.
Victoria's Healthcare Worker Task Force met yesterday, and speaking to some people who are on that meeting, they say they are burnt out and they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Do you admit it's risky to open back up with more than 2,000 cases a day?
Oh, what I would say is there is no measure, no decision we're taking that is zero risk. And, you know, what keeps us up all night is trying to get the balance right between ending the lockdown, opening up in a safe way without completely overwhelming our hospital system. And, you know, Everyone who works in our health system, they are exhausted, and they have been, you know, so brave, so dedicated for 20 months now. And there's no doubt that as we end the lockdown, as we ease restrictions, and when we get to 80%, there'll be further easing of restrictions. There's no doubt that there will be an increase in pressure on our hospital system. And this is about getting the balance right as best we can, but there's no zero risk lever that we can pull.
Do you understand there is a sense of resentment from some health workers who are on the front line copping the consequences of this again and again?
I can completely understand it, you know, and I just wish that we could get people who are anti-vaxxers and just deny the science, deny the reality of COVID. I would love to be able to take them through a COVID ward and see people desperately clinging onto life. We can't do that for very good reasons, but I can completely understand the utter frustration in our health workers.
The health workers are saying they've been told to expect a peak of cases towards the end of December and into January, just at the time when they would be hoping to spend some time with their families. What's your modelling tell you about what the numbers are going to look like around Christmas and the lead up to Christmas?
Yeah, well, this is all going to be dependent on behaviour, Sally, on vaccination rates. Like, if we can, you know, if we can get the sky's the limit, and it's really up to the people of Victoria. We're at 90% single dose. We can get to 95% double dosed. You know, we could get there, but so it's hard to say exactly forecasting where we are likely to be around Christmas time, but there's no doubt that as you end a lockdown, as you ease restrictions, there's going to be numbers that will move around. In fact, numbers that can increase, and that means greater pressure on our hospital system.
Let's talk about international borders briefly. What can you tell us about the plan to open Victoria to quarantine-free international travel? When will it happen? What are the details?
I've got nothing to announce now, Sally, to you or your listeners. We will have more to say through the course of today in terms of what are the next steps around quarantine arrangements, but I'm just not in a position to make any announcements this morning.
What are you hoping that will deliver to Victorians?
Well, I think what the community is expecting are further freedoms, further easing up. But I'm not going to make any announcements today. We're just putting the finishing touches to it this morning, and we'll have more to say later on.
When it comes to the education sector, as education minister, are you confident that schools are going to be safe as kids go back? A lot of parents are saying they are extremely worried.
Yeah, and I can understand that anxiety, Sally. Again, we cannot deliver a zero-risk environment, but I'm confident that we've put every mitigation measure that we can to make sure our schools are safe. There's a requirement that all staff, all adults, paid or volunteer, anyone who works at a school must be vaccinated. We've got the requirement for masks. We've got the rollout of air purifiers, CO2 monitors. We've got guidance to schools in terms of broader ventilation, not mixing year levels. All those mitigation measures mean parents and carers should have confidence that our schools are very, very safe. It doesn't mean we won't get a positive case, but when we do get a positive case, a school is shut down very, very quickly, and a short time frame. So within 24 hours, the area that a positive child has been in has been cleaned. We've identified the primary close contacts, and then all the rest of the students come back to school within a 24-hour period. So nothing in a pandemic is zero risk, but we have done everything we can to make sure that our schools are as safe as possible.
How confident are you that you can keep some sort of a lid on cases in the weeks ahead?
Look, I'm confident because we all know that our ticket through this pandemic is vaccinations. It's not the only thing, Sally. We've got to have mitigation measures as well alongside vaccinations, but it is the most important thing. And to be at 90% single dosed, 70% double dosed, and 80% is not too far away, I think that is the best thing to give all Victorians comfort.
James Molino, thank you for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
James Molino is the Deputy Premier and Education Minister of Victoria.